Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another week, Monday into a Tuesday at Sports Overnight America here across the country and around the globe. Marty Terrell along the way. Dominic Jimenez producing and contributing to the radio program throughout the day and throughout the night into the overnight is the way we go. Lots to get to. NBA, NHL playoffs. Kelsey's are both in the news. Travis re-ups with Kansas City a couple years. Jason headed to television. Boomer and Phil Simms are out. CBS pregame show NFL Today. Matty Ryan's in. Away we go. Lots to get to, really. And some baseball stuff to get to as well. And Candace Parker, WNBA, obviously some Caitlin Clark. You know, we do a little, a nightly little get together with Caitlin Clark, right? We CC, we'll call it. So we'll get into that. I don't know where to start. I really don't. Other than to say what I witnessed yesterday, curled up on the couch, watching Knicks in Philadelphia, my jaw hit the floor. I mean, it really did. And I'll tell you why. I mean, literally, my jaw hit the floor. I sat there and said, "You've got to be kidding me!" Watching Knicks and Sixers, and I'll explain coming up here. And it wasn't Brunson. Brunson was great. I mean, I covered his dad when he was at Temple. UMass had John Chaney, wanted to kill Calipari. Calipari was at UMass at the time. Rick Brunson was playing for Temple. It was one of the great rivalries. Kind of a regional rivalry, not a national rivalry until Chaney threatened to kill Calipari in that incident in the media room at the Mullins Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. But really, it was a regional rivalry. Didn't have it really the national tentacles, so to speak. But what we saw yesterday, ABC, ESPN, 76ers and the Knicks. My jaw hit the floor. It really did. So we'll get into that. Lots to get to. Dominic, a little bit later on, we'll talk some Candace Parker, Caitlin Clark. Lots to get to. Preseason WNBA. You hear what I just said? Preseason WNBA. Yeah, it's a big deal. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Get with the program. Walk it play like a slow jam.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. A lot of NBA, NHL. We'll do some baseball stuff. Candace Parker exits stage right. What, 16-year WNBA career. She exits stage left. Here comes Caitlin Clark. Interesting. And Candace was great. I mean, her college career at Tennessee, all that she accomplished in the WNBA. So we'll get Dom in here a little bit later on that. Here's where I'm going to start with you folks. Two quick points. The playoffs, really, I'll start with the WNBA. The NBA playoffs have really suffered with the injuries. I mean, Indiana's not beating Milwaukee. They're beating Milwaukee light. They're beating Milwaukee, old Milwaukee. Really, a lousy beer. No Giannis, Lillard. I mean, it's just, seriously, it's a bummer. It really and truly is. Injuries abound. I mean, I can go through almost every series. I mean, do you really think the Celtics are beating? And they're going to close out Miami in five, I would think. Maybe six, who knows? But are they really beating the Heat? No, there's no Butler. There's no Rozier. They're beaten up. It's a problem. It is. And it doesn't really probably reflect in the TV ratings, but and even the 76ers Knicks series has been weird because, you don't have the Knicks with Randall, Embiid. I sound like I'm making an excuse for Philadelphia, but they're not whole. They really aren't. But that's where I want to start tonight. What we saw. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. And I'm thinking, is TV doing this on purpose? But the Knicks played at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon. And what you saw was just mind-boggling. It was Knicks dominated. It was New York fans. It was stunning. Joel Embiid, to his credit, said something. And I'm not gonna call out Nick Nurse. Nick's a friend. I mean, Carroll, Iowa, 7 years as he coached the Iowa Energy. It was fun to work alongside him. Jerry Crawford, the owner, some really good people. It was a lot of fun. Nick doesn't have Nick Nurse does not have a grip. He does not have a grasp on the Philadelphia, Boston, New York kind of Northeast corridor rivalry. He just doesn't. I know he doesn't. He's Carroll, Iowa, you and I, you know, he's heard about it. Nick's a quick study. I guarantee you he's got a semblance of it, but he doesn't have a full grip on it. I could tell. But what you saw yesterday was stunning, because that wasn't a 76ers home game. It really wasn't. It was embarrassing to see that many Knicks fans gobbling up courtside seats, Knicks fans gobbling up mid-level seats. I mean, it was stunning. And I got to tell you, Daryl Dawkins probably rolling over his grave, but I mean, Julius Erving, Andrew Toney, Mo Cheeks, Bobby Jones. I mean, we could go Billy Cunningham. We could go on Moses Malone, on and on and on. I mean, it was sick to see. It was really, really disturbing to see that. And you know, I understand that the Sixers peed down their leg in game two and gave that game away in Madison Square Garden. They're done. They are absolutely done. They're not coming back. And I heard it today. I heard Knicks fans say, well, we're not done yet. Yeah, you're done. You're beating the Sixers. It'll probably be in five. Just come back to New York and put them out of their misery. But it was really amazing. And I, you know, it's not about the Nova Knicks. And a lot of people are focusing on Brunson, who went to Villanova, DiVincenzo, who went to Villanova, Hart, who went to Villanova, the Nova Knicks, as they like to call them. That's not the point. The point is, the Sixers fans, it's like they've bailed on this team. And you know who's going to pay the ultimate price? It's probably Coach Nurse. I mean, I really do. Josh, the owner, I almost said Josh Hart, my God. But anyways, the ownership group of the Sixers, they're not going to take this sitting down. There's no way. They're not taking it sitting down. They're not. So, I mean, what a disgrace. I mean, I'm sitting there watching this going, what? Really? And I've been hard on the Celtics fans over the years, because even during some of their languid years, some of their years where they were kind of mediocre, you'd sit there and say, all right, you know what? The product doesn't equal the history, doesn't, you know, the current state of affairs with the Celtics don't equal their lineage. And I get that. And that sounds really arrogant. People say, well, you know, who cares? Who cares that with Bird and McHale and Parrish and Reggie Lewis, and then you want to go real back, a JoJo White, John Havlicek, Dave Cowens. You want to go all the way back there. I get that. It does. It sounds arrogant. But at the same time, to see Wells Fargo Arena with that many Knick jerseys courtside, I mean, it was just unbelievable. It really was. So, you know what? Hey, the baton's been clearly passed. And I'm going to give the Sixers fans a little bit of an out here. And here's where I'm going to go with this. That franchise doesn't play up to its expectations. They don't play up to the level of spend that they require of their season ticket holders. They don't play up to their level, nor have the Flyers. The two relevant teams, look, the Eagles and all the NFL franchises, don't bring them into the equation, because it's comparing apples to oranges and actually lemons to other types of fruit. Really, the NFL is out on an island all by itself. You can't bring them into the equation. It's not a fair argument. What you can do is take baseball, hockey, and basketball and kind of lump it in and say, okay, evaluate. Well, the Phillies are relevant. Okay, yeah, beaten by the Diamondbacks last year, but I'm telling you, it's a baseball town. Philly's a great sports town. Notice I said sports town. I'm not going to say basketball town, because they proved otherwise yesterday. And then you look at the hockey. The Flyers haven't been relevant. No playoffs this year. Throw them out. So then, and then you're going to bring the Sixers into the equation. And you're saying to yourself, what's going on here? Well, guess what? Top dollar. Star players. I mean, Embiid's a star, right? I mean, Maxey is a burgeoning star. He's on the cusp. But they're not giving ROI, return on investment, in the season ticket holder. It's not like they're the Golden State Warriors, okay? They win championships. They vie for championships. And what the Sixers do is leave you scratching your head. And what you saw yesterday was an embarrassment. You're like, really? This isn't the Philadelphia that I remember. Not even remotely close to it. I mean, the Flyers aren't, you can't bring them into the equation because guess what? The Flyers aren't there. They're not in the playoffs. But this is unbelievable. Like I said, Eagles, forget it. And then you want to bring the New York situation into it. Their best, not their best player, but one of their key players, Randall's not playing. He's out. He's not going to play. He's done. So you got to kind of throw that into the equation. Number one. Number two, you got to put in the fact that Brunson is just an emerging star and just completely took over that game. Completely took it over. I mean, he shattered. Bernard King twice in 84 went over 46 points or over 45 with 46. 47, the record fell yesterday. Remarkable performance. So anyways, I could go on and on and on about this. And I know it's very East Coast centric, but I'm telling you, there is a new dynamic out there. There is a whole new sheriff in town. And I'm telling you, Philadelphia, you got exposed. You got embarrassed yesterday. And yeah, you can wish this season away. You're going to get beat. And I'm sad to say, I think Nick Nurse will ultimately, and this is his first year, he's going to get two or three. But ultimately, nope, they won't come around. They won't come around. They are now front runners. The Philadelphia 76ers and that fan base, such a shame. They're front runners. You heard me say it. I hate saying it. I feel like I got to wash my mouth out with soap, but they're front runners. We're coming back here. Sports Overnight America. Lots to get to here. And we'll look at NFL and the TV radio deal. Well, the TV deal in the NFL. Coming up here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body?
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, Tyler, World of Sports here as we roll it along here Monday into a Tuesday. Yeah, you're going to see a little change at BlackRock, CBS. Boomer Esiason out. His radio deal in New York is Odyssey and WFAN in New York. So he's not too wound up about that. Phil Sims, you could see the end coming for Sims. Matt Ryan will turn up on the NFL today. So we shall see. Retired, what, 15 years NFL? New blood is what it is. Cowher stays. Nate Burleson stays. James Brown will be there forever. And that's where you go. And I, you know, people say, why do you get caught? I love the pregame shows. I really do. I'm a CBS guy over Fox. ESPN, I don't really pay attention to. I like CBS. It wears well. It really does. James Brown, I think, is a good traffic cop. And then Boomer, you know, two blonde New York quarterback, a Jet quarterback for the most part. I know Cincinnati too. And Phil Sims, Giants, right? Yeah, you know what? They're bring Matty Ryan in there and kind of spruce it up here a little bit. So that's where we go with that. Not a big deal, but it's fun to throw it out there. Now, the other one is Jason Kelsey. He goes to ESPN, and we'll see how that all ultimately shakes out. I think he's going to be TV gold. I do. Look, he's quirky. He's nuts. I think it's a great get. I really do. I think it's a great TV get. So we shall see. But that's where we go insofar as that is concerned. Look at these TV personalities. They pay him huge money, right? And what are they looking for? Eyeballs and clicks, right? Pat McAfee. ESPN. Eyeballs, clicks. It's what it's all about. So we shall see. All right. Later on, we'll talk Caitlin Clark with Candace Parker. And I bring the two together because, you know, and again, Dom's kind of our resident expert on that, the WNBA. You know, it's, you know, a passing of a torch, so to speak. Candace Parker, you look at her career with the Sparks. You look at her career overseas. You look at what she did in Chicago, what she did in Vegas. Off the court, her life has been interesting. I like her on TV a lot. A great talent. I mean, you can't even say otherwise. She was a great talent. So we shall see. I noticed, too, Sue Bird's getting involved with the ownership of the Seattle Storm. You know, I love these business of sports topics. I think the WNBA is going to be an amazing story to watch unfold. Women's basketball, where it's headed, just in terms of, again, eyeballs and clicks. Caitlin Clark, the other star players, expansion. They're at, what, 12 headed to 16? Ultimately, are they going to be one-on-one like the G League? Franchises hope to be or on the cusp of being with their brethren in the NBA? Are we going to have a one-to-one relationship or the number of teams? Yeah, I think it's probably a 10-year plan. I like the fact that the WNBA pared it down and didn't pare it down, but kept it manageable at 12. That's great. 16. Sure. Well, they'll get to 20, 24, 28, 32, whatever it will be ultimately in time. The one thing that hurts sports more than anything is overexpansion, getting into markets. We remember right? The Vancouver Grizzlies. Ugh. I mean, they're Memphis now, but we've seen that, right? We've seen overexpansion. We know how bad it can be. And so, you know, we saw what the first go around with New Orleans. What was that like? Terrible. Jazz, even though they had Pistol Pete, LSU. I'm going back. I'm dating myself. But listen, they had some really rough moments. Charlotte's been a mess, right? I mean, there was a time where you thought maybe the Washington, D.C. market was going to fold, right? Baltimore Bullets, Washington Bullets, the Capitol Bullets. I mean, bad arenas, terrible crowds. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We'll save that for a little bit later on. But Candace Parker, it's a big story. It really is, because a legacy. The face of the WNBA, I think that might be a stretch, but I'd go there. I'll listen to that debate. I'll participate, lukewarm in that debate. But I just think this whole thing has come to a crescendo now, and there's no mistaking the fact that it's going to another level. It just is, and it has to, because A, the TV contracts are alarming. B, the ticket sales are alarming, and it's not just Caitlin. It's starting to spill over to other markets. And then just overall following, the fan base, the fandom is just expanding. And, San Francisco's getting a team. South Florida. I mean, we're seeing these other areas of the country now that are jumping on board. It is really going to be interesting to watch. Now, is it going to be free of mistakes and some hiccups? No, I think they're going to misfire. They're going to probably, kick some tires and ultimately set up their shop in some markets and maybe swing and miss. That can happen. It's likely to happen. But ultimately, I think what you're going to see is, a league that just, because of television, because of social media, because of, dare I say it, Caitlin Clark and other players coming down the pike, we're going to see a burgeoning amount of dollars, television ratings, investment, and ticket sales, and everything else that goes along with a successful sport. And what's really interesting about the WNBA is no one could have seen, in my opinion, no one could have seen this thing expanding the way it did. I thought it would be this slow trickle, and then all of a sudden we've seen what has happened. And what is the result of that, or what is the cause of that? Not just Caitlin Clark. I think that's not fair. I mean, you'd like to think it. She took them to another level, but they had a really nice foundation, a slow building foundation. Bird, Taurasi, and Brittany Griner, even though her publicity was not good at all times, obviously being jailed in Russia, the hashish or whatever, the oils, going through the airport in Russia, not a good look for the league, incarcerated 9 months. Okay. But guess what? The president got involved, basketball celebrity, a lot of controversy. Brought some awareness, good, bad, or indifferent. The old saying is P.T. Barnum, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I would argue that. But let me tell you something. This U.S. Olympic team, watch the following coming up in Paris this summer. You wait and see. And I'll put their viewership and I'll put their numbers up against any event over there. There'll be some, track and field is huge. There's some other events. I get it. But at the same time, wait till you see the following. I can't wait, because I do have and I'm not going to bring them onto the airwaves and get into a screaming match about it. But I got a friend of mine who would challenge me on it. You're not seeing the forest through the trees. You're intoxicated on this Caitlin Clark thing. It's going to run its course. It's not going to be a big deal on the international stage. I said, Okay, you feel that way. I feel differently. I think not only is Caitlin Clark going to be huge this summer. Now, she hasn't even made the Olympic team yet. She hasn't made that team yet. They got till June 1st. And Jennifer Rosati hasn't committed 100%. She hasn't committed 100%. She's, you know, we're going to take a wait and see approach. I'm telling you, Caitlin Clark's going to be on that Olympic team, and I can't wait to see the numbers they get. I can't wait. It's going to be great. All right, a little bit later on, too. And you know what? I feel like I've kind of given the NHL the shaft. We got some great stories, folks. We've got, and again, I'm going heavily East Coast tonight. We are in collision course with the Boston Bruins, New York Rangers. Hear me out. And we are on a collision course with the New York Knickerbockers and the Boston Celtics. And we got the Minnesota Timberwolves. Did they just not sweep the Phoenix Suns? Are they capable of knocking out and taking out defending champion Denver? Yes, they are. Are we looking right now at maybe a enormous seismic shift in both the NHL and the NBA? I say we are. I really do. And don't look now. I'm afraid of the Celtic fan. I'm afraid of the Knicks. And dare I say, I am scared to death of the Indiana Pacers, who, by the way, have a former Celtic, Rick Carlisle, running the show. I'm telling you, this Pacer team is extremely dangerous. They just are. So we shall see. All right, we come back on the other side. We got a lot to get to, and I want to tell you about a great station that's joined the fray here on our weekends. We're very excited about WFJB, Marshalltown, Iowa, Youngstown, Ohio. We are really grabbing some new affiliations, and we're very excited about it. That's weekends, all right? That's weekends here. And we want to shout it out during the week as well. So we got some great things coming down the pike. We're coming back here on Sports Byline, presented by American Premium Vodka. Drink responsibly on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, That's 800-620-1624.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here. My buddy Brock Hines and I are playing a little text back and forth, too, and I love this, too. And I get Dominic in here on Candace Parker, WNBA. Caitlin Clark will have her first preseason game Friday night, College Park down in Dallas. It'll be sold out preseason. Now, granted, it's not American Airlines Arena, but it's still... Oh, I don't have it in front of me. I meant to look. I'm going to think it's 12,000, 10,000, whatever it is. I mean, it's just stunning. Brock sent this to me. Is this the first year since the NBA started playing in 47 that we have the same city getting an NHL and NBA championship? And I said, maybe. What's most likely? Denver, right? Colorado Avalanche, Denver Nuggets defending successfully, perhaps? Brock wrote back, I still think it's the Rangers' year, but you can make a strong case for the Lanch and the Nuggets. I don't think there's been a year where I felt that the streak could be broken than this season. I think that's true. New York, too. I mean, Rangers and Knicks, and I know I'm stepping way out there. I know I am. And I'm falling prey to the latest is the greatest. Can the Knicks win the NBA title? They can. They really can. Their guard play. They can win it. And I know, listen, Randall, if they had Julius Randall, I'd feel a whole lot more confident saying that. I'm telling you right now, the Knicks are capable. It's because of the guard play. And they just got role players. And they're extremely well coached. So we'll see. All right, let's get Dom in here. Dom, welcome aboard, pal. Hope you had a good weekend. It's good to get you here Monday into a Tuesday. I will take full value in your expertise. Candace Parker, where do you place her? Not only college, but WNBA, the totality of her 16-year career. Retiring. I thought she'd play one more year, but she's not. Candace Parker, let's hear. I'm dying to hear what you have to say. Let's hear.
So I haven't, you know, immersed myself in the WNBA as it seems like I've come off until the last few years. It was really, I think, 2020 that I really got into it and started paying more attention. Obviously, Candace Parker, one of the all-time greats. If you want to call her the greatest women's basketball player of all time, I'll hear you out. I'm not going to blow you off. I'm not going to dismiss it. I'm not going to scoff. I'll hear that conversation. She legitimately is one of the best players of all time. I believe she's one of four players to have been high school player of the year, college basketball player of the year, and an MVP in the WNBA.
Right. Right.
I was talking about Rick with Rick Tittle earlier this morning. She's one of four players to do that. I forget what the numbers are, but she's the only player to have reached a threshold in points, rebounds, steals, assists, and blocks in the playoffs. There were, you know, there's like five players. This isn't the stat, but, you know, five players have reached 1,000 points in the finals, and four players have reached 200 rebounds, something like that. Well, she was the only player to have been in all of those categories. So truly one of the best players of all time. A first ballot Hall of Famer, especially since it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not necessarily just the NBA or just the WNBA. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. She's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm not going to come out and say, oh, she changed the game. It was nothing to that effect, but she was definitely the best player in the WNBA for a long period of time. And as a fan of the Aces, until the Bay Area team arrives, I'm bummed that she retired. We got a little bit of her in Vegas last year, ended up breaking her foot. I don't know if That recovery is not coming along as well as she hoped it would be, but she changed her mind and retired. So an all-time great, that's another one. The WNBA has, they haven't lost them, but you were starting to see some of these iconic players retire. Diana Taurasi, I would imagine, is not far behind. And it really, not just with these WNBA players, but just in general with LeBron James, Steph Curry, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods. As a sports consuming populace should really appreciate the greats, because this is weird for me. I'm 32, so I'm finally getting to the stage in my life where the people I grew up watching are done. Kobe, Dirk, those guys. There are very few left from when I really started attaching myself to sports that are still relevant and still playing. So I've come to this great appreciation to, I may not like the player. Kobe is forever, Kobe and LeBron are probably forever the barometer of it. I can't stand them. They play for teams that are rivals to my favorite team, especially Kobe, because the Lakers were good and the Warriors were awful. A little bit different with LeBron, but I can respect their greatness. I don't have to root for them. I don't have to cheer for them. I don't have to like them, but I respect them as a player. And I think that's where we really should be with these sports figures, because, yeah, sure, the Caitlin Clarks of the world are going to come along, or, you know, the Steph Currys or the Anthony Edwards, but there's no guarantee that over the course of their entire career that they can match what these players have matched. So I'm appreciating the greatness and tipping my cap to Candace Parker for being maybe not the face of the WNBA, but one of the all-time greats over her double-figure career.
I agree. Now, and I got a good story to tell you here in a moment about Boston's Logan Airport and Candace Parker and Caitlin Clark. But Dom, do you have a what do you relate to Candace Parker's legacy? Will it be the totality of both her college or pro career? Will it be weighted more towards her professional career, given your age and your youth? Dare I say that, your youth? When you think of Candace Parker basketball, how do you kind of evaluate her resume? Is it more college pro, or is it kind of equal? Let's hear.
It's hard because, again, there were not the eyeballs that there are now on the women's game when she was at her peak. It's easy to say, oh, she didn't do anything the last few years while people have been watching. But she's an older player, 16 years into her career. A lot of tread on the tires. But, you know, I think two gold medals, that's huge. The success at Tennessee, where that's not a school that thrives as much as it once did. Like the kids now, they associate college basketball greatness with UConn and with South Carolina now, Baylor a little bit. They don't remember the dominance of Tennessee. And I think she was one of those last players under Pat Summitt that thrived. So I think it's in totality, she's just an awesome basketball player. Amazing, phenomenal, whatever superlative you want to use, whatever adjective you want to use. I think that's what it is. It's everything in total. It's the gold medals. It's the national, I believe she won a national championship, the player of the year, the rookie of the year. It's just in totality greatness.
I agree with that. And a lot of people think, well, in order for a player to sustain that legacy on the women's side, they have to coach. I disagree. I think her presence on television is going to more than take care of that. She's got kids, so I don't see her in a, and I could be wrong about this, she may coach, who knows? But I think she is going to advance not only her own resume and advance the women's cause by being extremely, extremely well presented and very buttoned up on her television. The woman's talented. She really is. Here's what the other thing I'll say. So I'm in Logan Airport on this very day, and I bring back a rental car. I get on a shuttle bus to the hotel, and the guy says, oh, you're out of town. Where are you going? Des Moines. You live there? Yes. Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa. Yes, sir, it is. It's Des Moines, Iowa. And I mean, it's just been a long day. I've been sitting in Boston traffic for 2 hours during morning rush hour. Oh, my God, the guy said. What was it like to be, I forgot how he said it. What was it like? Oh, no, I know how he said it. That Iowa gal, Caitlin Clark, what an amazing story. What was that like? And I said, sir, I'll be honest with you. It elevated the whole psyche of the state. She's Iowa's favorite daughter. He said, I'll tell you what. This is a Bostonian now, okay? This is Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots, Bruin. Boston College is a stretch, I'm telling you. And I grew up here. It's a stretch. They don't really care about college sports here. They don't. And I'm not going to pretend they do. And then the guy says to me, let me tell you something. I couldn't get enough of Caitlin Clark. And I said, sir, I love hearing that. That's great. Let me ask you, what about Candace Parker? He said, yes and no. But he says, it seems to me that the women's thing with all, and people pay attention, TV ratings, it's appointment television. Dom, we've seen a baton pass, and I'm not saying this was by design, but Candace Parker shows a great amount of humility passing the baton, in my opinion, to Caitlin Clark. Do you see it that way or no?
No, not at all. They play very different games. They play entirely different positions. Candace Parker, power forward, center. Caitlin Clark, a guard. I don't think it's a direct passing of the torch, if you will, or the baton. I think, if anything, it's you're starting to see the players who helped grow and cement the WNBA in its current form as a viable league. I just think you're starting to see them, I guess if you want, you can be metaphorical with it, and they're passing the torch to the new generation that has taken the college game and in women's basketball by storm with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, Camila Cardoso, Rakia Jackson. The list goes on and on. But I don't, that's not a phrase I would use, but I understand where that's coming from and how tides and there's the format and the way that we look at women's sports has changed. So I'll agree to that. But as a whole to the statement, I'm not feeling that one as much.
Yeah, I get it. I don't say it from a position standpoint. I say it because Candace Parker, with others, Subert, Taurasi, all the others, they laid a foundation that I think is getting dismissive. I think the American sporting public's dismissive because they didn't pay attention to it. They didn't get credit for their legacy, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. One man's opinion. They didn't get credit for it. But you know what? They're going to get credit for it now because the league's going to a whole nother level, in my opinion. People want to just say it solely because of Caitlin Clark, that's fine. But I'm telling you, the work was done. There was a foundation laid here. There was a foundation that was carved out by these other women that A, should be acknowledged, and B, it's going to be borne out, in my opinion, with the quality of play, better officiating, better TV presentation. Do I think that the Indiana Fever should be televised 36 out of their 40 games? Okay, yeah, I think it might be oversaturation. I get why they're doing it. And they're doing it because there's money there. I mean, it's a fascinating thing to see. It really and truly is. So here's my final question for you. What will Candace Parker's legacy be, Dom? Well, we only got 60 seconds. Give me a quick answer. What will her legacy be in terms of just her professional career? Real quick.
Again, she's going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. She's successfully transitioned into media, which isn't an easy thing for women to do. There have not been a lot of them making the transition from playing to commentating, not just on the WNBA, but on the NBA mm-hmm. also. Candace Parker, she's been in a few of the NBA 2K games also. So I think it's just she's one of the all-time greats, and I think that's either sport, not just exclusively one of the greatest women, just an all-time great period.
Yeah, and I agree about her media career, too. She's outstanding. And you know, notice I didn't mention her beauty because you do that and people get irritated. But the woman has just done remarkable. She really has. Coming back, what we're streaming and screaming about. It's all on TV tonight. Celtics, Heat, to lead it off. We're coming back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, talking the world of sports, and down the home stretch we go. A lot of NBA Celtics heat tonight. Keep an eye on that into the overnight. I'll give you picks. I think Celtics, I think Celtics win the series, or actually go up, rather not win the series. Should be winning it. Go up 3-1, come back to Boston to polish them off. Thunder Pelicans. I don't know. I give New Orleans a win tonight, but I'm telling you, the Thunder, they are fun to watch. They are really fun to watch. Lakers Nuggets, this one should be over, right? Panthers Lightning, we'll break that down. Stars, you know what? If I could only watch one, and I'm going to get accused of being a bloviator here. If I could only watch one, I'm watching Stars Vegas Golden Knights. Because the Stars have been a head-scratcher. Kind of like their brethren, the Mavericks. I'll tell you what, as much as that Philly-Knicks game drove me crazy yesterday, and I'm kind of a people say, well, you're a Knicks fan? No, I'm a Celtics-Knicks fan. People say, what? How can you be both? I like the rivalry. I like the Boston-New York rivalry. I'm into it. It's kind of like San Francisco and L.A. All right? Giants hate the Dodgers and vice versa. Lakers and Golden State, they despise each other. But, yeah, I would watch Stars and Golden Nuggets. So and the Mavs drove me, you know, down 31, come back. I don't know if they actually took the lead. Yeah, they took the lead by one or two, maybe one on two occasions. But, yeah, Bummer. So we shall see. 2-2 between the Clips and the Mavs. All right, good job on Adamic Jimenez. Thanks for his work on Candace Parker. Her career is over from a playing standpoint. Enjoy the games tonight. Welcome aboard to Marshalltown, Iowa, and our weekend affiliates who do a great job with us in Youngstown, Ohio. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the evening and the overnight on Sports Overnight. Adios. Sports Byline.